Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
BJ and Jamie.
I got an update on you on something.
Okay.
Yesterday, you brought this up. I knew nothing about it. Out of the blue, a satellite that Russia put up there thousands of years ago, I guess, and now it's about to crash into Earth, and they have no idea where.
Now, it does have parachutes on it, but the problem is it's been in orbit for like 53 years or 20, a long time.
Long time.
It's been up there for a really long time, and they think that the parachute, not only the mechanism, but they think it's all deteriorated, and so it won't slow itself up. So literally, and you asked me like what countries, it's all countries. They have no clue.
No clue. No,
seems so bizarre.
Not to terrify anyone, but here's the audio.
A Soviet spacecraft launched more than five decades ago is set for an uncontrolled re-entry into Earth's atmosphere.
That's not good.
That is not good.
And the scariest part is that it might fall anywhere on Earth.
Anywhere!
And if it breaks up in pieces, that means several people die. If it's just one chunk, hopefully only one person dies.
The lander will enter the Earth's atmosphere around May 10th, but it could also be a few days earlier or later.
Looking at the calendar, we're a few days early, and we're not later yet, but we're right in the wheelhouse.
I would just stay underwater as long as
the
you
Cosmos
can.
482 descent craft, originally part of the USSR's Venera program to study Venus.
We don't care about that.
I wish you would have said expected your anus.
We were doing so good there.
Sorry.
Is expected to crash around 10th of May, give or take a few days. Dutch satellite tracker Marco Langbroek notes that because the lander was built to withstand the intense pressures and heat of Venus's atmosphere, it might survive re-entry.
This guy's smart.
Yeah.
And reach the ground intact. He compares the risk to that of a meteorite impact.
Oh, my.
I don't like it. I really don't. I'm not even kidding. You know how you hate the rock slides and stuff,
yeah,
and you freak out about rocks? It's always been my thing.
Yeah.
It's like just something random coming out of the air, like, oh, God.
You think Elon Musk's car ever is going to come down?
Yeah, I don't know, but it'd burn up.
Didn't he put a Tesla up there?
Yeah, but that would burn up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Plus the battery. Oh. What an explosion that would be.
Right?
No kidding. That'd be like fireworks going off.
I didn't even think about that.
This is crazy, though. I mean, they put this satellite up there, and it's a pretty good size of a chunk of metal up there.
Yeah.
And it's coming to Earth, man. Could happen anytime. They're saying between is today the 8th?
Yes, today is the 8th.
Could happen anytime.
Anytime, give or take a
give
day.
Give or take. I'm kind of shocked.
I am kind of shocked. I thought that we had the ability to shoot, like break apart.
Yeah, like neutralize anything that was coming down.
I thought we had that technology now.
Guess not.
Huh.
Guess not.
That's a shame.
Maybe it's not adapted just yet. Maybe we should look into that real quick. Okay. The next few hours, in fact.
By the way, it says, I'm looking at the headline, CU Boulder research scientist is helping track its path.
Oh, I wonder if there's a website we can track it.
I don't know.
We should try to find that, Shpadil.
Well, you think if you could track it, you could blow it.
It sent something up there, yeah.
Intercept it.
Or at least know what continent it's going to land on.
Yeah, give us a heads up.
Yeah, right now they're saying could be anywhere in the world. I saw today it said Johannesburg. It could be Philadelphia.
Okay, let's, got it. Thank you.
Sydney.
Understood.
London.
Beijing.
Yeah.
Okay, both, everybody.
You know, yeah. Did you notice something, though?
What?
They named every city except Russia.
Oh, you're right.
Moscow.
Isn't
they didn't
that
say Moscow. Seems a little fishy to me.
Huh.
You get what I'm saying here?
I do.
Damn Putin.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.